ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भस्कर्यादेशचारिणे. We are reading this evening from the 10th canto, chapter 15, text 8. Tanyejam atya darani trinavi rudastvaj padash prisho drumalata karajabhimrishta nadyo draya kagamriga sadaya valoker Gopyontare Navujayo Apiyat Sprihashri. The translation. This earth, the gopis are saying this, this earth has now become most fortunate. Because you, Krishna, have touched her grass and bushes with your feet, and her trees creepers with your fingernails, and because you have graced her rivers, mountains, birds and animals with your merciful glances. But above all, you have embraced the young cowherd woman between your two arms, a favor hankered after by the goddess of fortune herself. Here it is explained that the earth has now become most fortunate. Why the word now is used? Now refers to Krishna's appearance as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotees, who is full of, who is ready to exchange with them an endless variety of spiritual rasas. Krishna had appeared before his appearance as Syamasunda on the earth. Sanatana Goswami says, but during these appearances the earth was not as happy as when Krishna appeared upon earth. Let us look at some of the appearances and find out how the earth was not as happy. Once the earth was put into trouble, it was taken out of its natural situation, put on the bottom of the universe, and Krishna took the form of Varaha, the incarnation of a boar, in order to take it out. And during this intimate contact with Varaha Dev and the earth, a birth came to take place. The earth actually had a child. This child, later, because of bad association with materialistic people, turned into a demon. It was known as Narakasura and killed by Krishna. When this happened, the earth was very sorry, because when a mother sees her child is killed, even if he is not proper, this is a very sad event. Krishna had also appeared as Lord Rama. And when he appeared as Lord Rama, the earth cried even more. Because during his appearance of Lord Rama, Sita was stolen by Ravana. And everyone, the whole forest, engaged in crying, because it was so tragic. And then the Lord ran through the forest and shouted, Sita! Sita! It was so tragic. Everyone was moved to tears. So, although it was blissful, it was also sad. But when Krishna appeared as Krishna, something very special happened. Krishna made the earth truly happy. And why? Now this gets very, very, this is now the religiosity of Raj, which we will enter. In all other incarnations, the Lord is a shoes or hooves. But when he appeared as Krishna, he went barefoot. the ground of Brahma, and on the ground of the earth, and as a result, the earth was truly blessed. When we were, some of you were at a Mahaprabhu's Baitak, sitting place, something happened which I do not know if I pointed it out towards you. At that time the Sevaik was brushing the earth with a broom to make it clean and so on, and the earth was coming. And some of you naturally, you know, then protecting their lungs, took their cloth and protected their noses and mouth, so that the earth, the dust would not come inside. It is a natural reaction. But the Sevai thought we were all in Maya. He said, Brajarani. This word is, what does this mean? Brajarani, Rani means queen, and Braj means Rajarani. I'm sorry, not Brajarani, Rajarani means dust. The dust of Vrindavan is an entity which is full of spiritual potency. Why? Because it is touched by the lotus feet of the Lord, who went barefoot over it. These lotus feet left imprints all over, imprints Pusabdrukke, all over Vrindavan. And there was an unspoken contract between all the animals and even the wind that they would never wish, never destroy the footprints. Everywhere the footprints could be found. The wind didn't take them. And also snakes and ants would crawl around them, respecting the footprints of the Lord. The footprints of the Lord are very special. You will find, for instance, the chakra on the footprints of the Lord, the clear impression of, you know, when you go with your Birkenstock shoes, you always leave the Birkenstock in the dust as a sign by, as an advertisement for this brand of shoes. Krishna, when he walks, always leaves several imprints, and one of them is a chakra. When a devotee meditates about the lotus feet of the Lord, at that moment the chakra will become active in his mind and cleanse the mountain of false ego and cut it. Hari Bol. There is also in the lotus feet of the Lord, there is also a conch shell. This is something for our Sridham, who is a pujari. The conch shell is offered after the fire, after the lamp, because it is full of water, and after the lamp, the heat of the lamp, some coolness is required in the worship of the Lord. The conch shell on the feet of the Lord means a devotee who meditates about the lotus feet of the Lord, he will be cooled by that mercy which comes from the lotus feet of the Lord. Yes. His fire of material existence will be extinguished. Hari Bol. And there are many footprints. There's a wonderful book out now. You just received it a few days ago. Called The Lotus Feet of the Lord. So these are all over Vrindavan, and therefore the earth is extremely ecstatic and happy. It is so nice. Krishna walked on the left, these imprints on me. There are three Ranis in Vrindavan and one fourth Rani, so altogether four, who can bestow upon you bhakti. There's, of course, Radharani. This is the first Rani. Rani means queen. Then the second is Yamuna Rani. The third is Rajarani, I'm sorry, the dust of Vrindavan. And the fourth is a queen which Shrishtikata and me saw yesterday. There's some Brijbasi ladies who were sweeping the streets and were covered with does not branch. They are also queens. Because the dust is so powerful, and we will hear a little bit about this because we are explaining this, why the earth is fortunate. This must be explained properly. It's so covered with that dust that there is great spiritual potency. Once the queen of Jaipur came on a pelican into Braj. She had a private little escort, or escort, I believe it's called in English, escort. There were some street sweeping ladies in the way, and the guard said, "Please move out of the way, the queen is coming." This was seen by some little rich bussy boys who were jumping and dancing on the street like you see, and they said, you are very ignorant. There is who has come? Some queen? Yes, the queen of Jaipur. You are very ignorant here. There are the queens. Those street sweeping ladies who are covered with the dust of Braj. When the queen heard this of Jaipur, she knew I made a mistake. I came in a palanquin as if I'm someone special. But these ladies covered with the dust of Braj, they are so much more special. She jumped from her palanquin. Must have been a wonderful sight with all her ornaments and so on. And she rolled herself onto the street and rolled in the dust, chanting the names of Srimati Radharani in great humility. Great humility. Hare Krishna. The dust has this potency because it is touched by Krishna. Gorkhasur Das Baba, Gorkhasur Das Baba ji, or Jagannath Das Baba ji, I'm not 100% sure. One of these two acharyas was once severely criticized by the Goswamis of Vrindavan, the smartas, that you have taken madukari, that means you have begged a chapati from the house of the street sweepers. We respect you very, very much. We know you are very perfect, but you know, we have to keep tradition a little bit intact. I mean, they are outcasts. What examples do you give? Too much avaduta is not good. This great soul, either Jagannath Das Babaji or Gokisho Das Babaji, answered, No. You do not know that there are three purifying agents in this world which never ever become contaminated. One is the food which is tasted by Lord Jagannath. That you can see in Puri, when even a brahmana there will accept the remnants of some other, maybe an outcast or a person, knowing well that this cannot be pure, contaminated. The second purifying force, which is the greatest, is the holy name of the Lord. Everyone can chant it, and it will not lose its effect. And the third is the dust of Vrindavan. So now you know why some devotees do Dandavat Parikramas. Now you know why Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book about Akrura, that when he went to Vrindavan, he saw those footprints in the dust of Vrindavan, and he threw himself on the ground. Prabhupada explained, you cannot take a ticket, come buy a ticket, or we can also say by a material arrangement to Vrindavan, to the real Vrindavan. You must forget your material designations and throw yourself in the dust. Actually, whenever you come to Vrindavan, don't forget to throw yourself in the dust. Once there was a very realized soul. 200 years ago, he was very, very realized here in Vrindavan. And a person came to, a very rich businessman from Punjab came to take his darshan and request him for spiritual guidance. And he threw himself on the ground to pay his obeisances to this great soul, who was only very, you know, had a very little dress and was always covering himself with the dust of Vrindavan. And then the man got up after paying his payment and cleansed himself from the dust. And this Mahatma exploded in uncontrolled fury. I want you go out, you leave this place. I do never and never come back here. You know, was really shocked, and after some time the rage of the Mahatma cooled down. Then he said, I'm going, no problem, but please tell me, what offense did I do? I cannot understand why, what did I do to deserve your anger, he said. Do you think I have not studied Shastra? Do you think I'm an ignorant person? Do you think I'm a sentimental person? Why do you think I'm here in the winter dressed with only a little cloth and cover full of dust of Vrindavan? Because this dust can give Krishna prema. Now, please do not think this is, the Western mind tends to be analytical and says, okay, it means, what it really means is not that the dust itself is so potent. What it means, you have to take a humble position. Humility is required. This is what it means. That's why. But this is not a correct interpretation. It is this dust is touched by Krishna's lotus feet. And the moment you take this dust in full faith and Shraddha, it will act extremely fast. That's when people die in Vrindavan, they ask in the last minute, please put me in the dust. It's very potent. With spiritual eyes, you can see this dust as more valuable as all the jewels in the universe, because it is glistening with prema, which comes from Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet have a beautiful fragrance, that's one of their qualities. They have a lot of light emanating from the toenails. I tell you, this is so nice. In Krishna Kanamrita it says how Krishna's lotus feet are so effulgent. See, at the end of the book, Krishna Kanamrita, Lila Shukla, the author of Bilva Mangala Thakur, says, oh, how could I have been so foolish to compare Krishna's face with the moon. The moon is made of panchabhuta, five material elements. The moon was shocked. Maybe I told it before, but I tell it again. The moon was also shocked. How could I feel how I'm not worthy to be compared with Krishna's face? Imagine I would single out one of you. I would tell an imaginary name so that you are not embarrassed. I would say Manohar. I hope no one has this name. Manohar. Krishna's face is as beautiful as your smile. And the Manohar thing. My smile is really, it's a little beautiful, but not really. This is not a befitting comparison, and he will feel bad, isn't it, initially? As if the Lord comes after his creation. So the moon felt very bad, and he was so ashamed, he fell from his high position on the ground and broke 10 pieces. And these 10 pieces took shelter at the toenails of Lord Krishna. They became transcendental when they did this. This is why Krishna's feet are so effulgent. The transcendental moons. Haribol, when you get into this kind of talk, it is endless. Every hair on Krishna has its story. It is transcendental and wonderful and so on and so forth. So the earth is very special, and because it is touched by the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and this dust is here in Vrindavan. I'm saying this for two reasons. I want to encourage you to take shelter at in the dust of Vrindavan. Pay an obeisances. Like our Govinda Mohini told us when we were on Parikram, this time the root was dry. Last year it was still wet because there was a lot of rain. This time it was dry. And dancing and walking with so many people, the dust came up and covered, and it's in the hair, it's in the eyes, it's in the mind, it's in between the mind and the thoughts, it's everywhere. This is good. This is very good. Even if the face is all black from the dust, and the attractiveness goes down for the on the marketplace of human values, this is very good. This is desired. The dust is very, very special, and it can give us so much if we are with faith. That is the reason why devotees go barefoot. I must now say something about this barefoot, something where I feel the nature of self-defense comes a little bit through. But some of us can't walk barefoot because they have tender feet who are just used to socks and so on and so forth. If this is so, we should lament. We are a little unfortunate. But it is said in the script by Narayan Bhatta, who is the acharya for making parikram, if walking in the holy land becomes a physical torture where you think of your body, better use avoid the torture. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, you can wear shoes, Prabhupada also wear shoes, but not with leather. So this is the talk about shoes. But if you can walk in the barefoot, it is more respectful to the dust of Vrindavan. If most of you are young, dynamic, healthy, and so on. If you can try to grow a thick skin on the foot, a hornhaut, one says, and I do not know what it's called. Thick skin on the foot. You know what?
Calluses.
Yes. Calluses. Calluses. This is like the protective hard skin. Calluses. No. Calluses. We can develop a calluses, an elephant skin, but by trying a little, especially when we live for longer here. It is good that we can do. Or you can just say, yoo-hoo, I'm getting Krishna prema. Everywhere. You will see it's fine. But never do these things out of show. Do it when you are privately alone, because the moment you do something for external show, that pride will enter your heart and steal all the spiritual benefits. It's gone. And this is one reason why the earth is very fortunate. We can have another lecture of the second reason and the third, but each reason needs a long time to be explained. This was about dust, and I felt it was relevant for all of us, because you should take even some dust you can take home and take a little dust with your prasadam. The Brijbasis do this. These things work like a medicine which is applied again and again and again. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that in one piece of dust in Vrindavan all the Vaikuntha worlds are included. I remember something like this. So, but alas, we have material eyes and we cannot see it. What is the use of these eyes which are material? We must open these eyes by hearing again and again from the Bhagavatam and from the Acharyas, so that we get spiritual eyes to see things very clearly. This is one thing I wanted to tell you. Another thing which I wanted to tell you before you go out, Sridham will stand at the door, because today is the luckiest day in my Krishna conscious life. I have, and I want to share my luck with all of you. Today I received the picture I've been hunting for many years. It is a picture which was painted by an artist who is an artist. You will be amazed to hear this. He had no knowledge of painting, but he received an inspiration and order of Srimati Radharani to paint. And he painted a beautiful picture which you will see as you go out. And after this, everyone saw this painting, and it is really, really special. Like the picture painting in Man, in Morkutia, which was painted by a blind artist. This one of those paintings. After this, this artist never again painted one single painting. And an artist who paints knows how attached one can become to this thing, because it's so nice to manifest something. He never wanted to paint it, because the ultimate expression of art is a glorification of the Lord. And that was done here. And he could never ever paint again. Now I think you all want to see the face. In this painting, you will see what is so difficult for our minds to conceive, that Radha and Krishna are simultaneously very young, middle age, and up to 16. And their beauty is they have the feet of young boys and girls. They have the waist of almost small babies. It's a so small waist, but they have the eyes of lovers. And this is a very innocent combination. This is a very unusual combination. Only after puberty, someone starts to look like who, and some special glance comes in the eye. But here it is something so transcendental, the body of the Lord. All the ages are simultaneously present in their personalities and their specific characteristics and traits, etc. So this painting you can study, and you will see that this feature is there. So I want to stop here and make the evening too long. Would you like to ask any question at this particular moment? Let me just summarize. Please take the dust of Vrindavan more seriously. It will reverb very, the three substances which can, I mean, there's so many, but there are always new categories. Govardhan Hill remains the same, I was thinking. Yamuna is still there from Krishna's pastime, and the dust. These three things are still there. The dust of Vrindavan is very holy dust, very special dust. And please consider to get a box filled with dust. Then you have your own special addition to your meal with you. And in this way, have a good intake of Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna. And so any questions that you have? Yes. Which may not come from Vrindavan, This was a controversial discussion on Parayatra. We formed a discussion team with Lokanath Maharaj and others, and I have always difficulties going barefoot. It's so painful, and I said, at least Maharaj, you must agree that this tar, the roads, is most probably imported from Agra, and this is not holy, so I can spare my shoes. You must agree, Maharaj. So then the discussion started. One argument was, yes, this argument is all right because it is covering the dam with something non-braj. Then another one raised his argument, hand, I do not, or not hand, his voice, said, but we have to consider that even though this may be imported from Agra, which is not the dam, by the touch of the holy dam, it's also holy. Then we wrestled with these arguments, and I do not know of who won or what was the conclusion. I cannot tell. I think it really depends a little on your vision, but I do not. I also feel a difference throwing myself on a tar road and in the dust in Vrindavan. Feel means not in a transcendental way, but just emotionally. You just like to, you prefer the dust or the tar road. I do not know. Please continue asking this question. It is of value for you. But whatever the answer is, take the dust more seriously. What is my experience with the dust of Vrindavan? I must say I had a very, very, my first experience with the dust was I read about Krishna book. In Krishna book that one should throw himself into the dust, and I came the first time to Vrindavan, And I did it. And the moment I did it, you know, I saw a pig coming and peeing at my landing place. Sorry, it may be a bad way to say passing water, to say it more cultural. As I was coming down, you know, it was, or I had not seen it, at least I registered when, as I was approaching my landing place, this is from the pig, from the digestive tract of the pig, and it was very bad, very bad. I had no transcendental experience whatsoever. This has been. Then one day, something happened. A good friend of mine, it was after many years, invited me to do a Dandavat Parikrama, which some of you have also done. And I only did it because he invited me to do this. My father had taught us, see, when you pay someone respect or respect for the utmost you should do is go like this, never like this, or and he saw me making an obeisance. He was really, this is a drastic exaggeration of your sentiments. He said it was not at all agreeable, that this was a good spiritual expression. So it was difficult to make the dandavats one after the other. And I realized how important it is when you offer dandavat to really offer your mind. And I couldn't do it. Do you know the most important point in making an obeisance is that you bring your mind down into the humility. In fact, the Shastra says when we make an obeisance, we should think that we are putting our head and intelligence at the lotus feet of the Lord. It's very important. If you just do this without the mind, it is a physical exercise, more or less. So we did the Dandavat Parikrama. Hours sometimes, if you depending what is how many hours you give yourself. And it was extremely difficult because I just couldn't bring my mind. I couldn't see the meaning in it, in the sense in it. I thought, well, yeah, the Baba, the sadhus do it, it's a tradition, but here is called me a special. we have the mercy of Chaitanya and Prabhupada and so on. This was my thought. Yes, I grew up in this movement like all of us. Then at one stage something happened. I started to pray and get into the humble mood. My mind went into it. And then this was I felt almost like being drawn to a tunnel and entering into another dimension of Braj. A practical application of this, you asked it, what is your experience, is try to, at least when you come, you find a secluded area where not everyone sees you, and you just go like, and then you turn around, and then you are Mrs. Dusty, covered with the most sacred substance. And see what it is. But don't forget your mind while you're doing this, to offer it at the lotus feet. in full surrender. Yes.
You were explaining about the exaltation of the spirit, right?
Yeah.
That's not because I had difficulty to say that Vishwanatha Tamil and they are in early because they're smoking. My partner went in to make a phone call and was looking at some kind of weird materialistic
magazine.
Yeah, and television.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
how are they special? Yeah. The Prajapatis, yes, they are sometimes doing things which, see, they do have a certain bhav, a certain mood towards Krishna, and when they talk about Krishna, this mood will manifest them. When they go to a leela, means a theater play, and how they will spontaneously manifest. One Brijbasi told me a very important lesson the other day. We were at a village, and there was a local milk goddess. What they do is they are milk people, and they need milk. They are dependent on the cow. So after the cow has calved, that first milk is somehow special, and that is offered to the milk goddess, because then she will guarantee that nice and enough milk flows from the cow. So in my Neumarschlau, you know, in my, I thought now I will also show that I know some story about Vrindavan. And I said, I want to tell you the story of the Govardhan Leela, where Krishna established not Indra is to be worshipped, but he is alone to be worshipped. So shouldn't we just worship, we should buy a milk goddess, why not go to Krishna? And then the Brijbasi just looked, and his eyes became, you know, full. No, how can we ask Krishna? He's a small child. How can he take care of milk? It's very difficult to arrange milk in the udder of the cow. He's a small child. But Krishna is main, because we love him. We do not care if he is God. That he didn't say. There was no consideration of God or not God. It is love. This is so special that we cannot even begin to move. Lord Brahma said, these people are so special, I need to be... what I aspire is, I will take the birth of a grass, and then dust from these people will come alive. Now, externally, I think we have made experiences of cheating rickshaw drivers, there are even the dacoits, like the mafia of Beograd. He is also a small mafia, or developed, quite developed, and so on. I feel we have to see that in parallel lines. They act out their life, but parallel is their Krishna conscious. And just like with a devotee who's engaged, we understand there is a certain nature, but we should try to look to the spiritual side, the constitutional and not the conditioned side. Just like this, we can view the Brijbasi. There's a certain behavior which we should be a little careful, not to come too close maybe. But we should know simultaneously this tremendous amount of Krishna consciousness is going on. A few years, the biggest dacoit of Vrindavan was shot. This dacoit used to give regularly big donations to the Banki Bihari Mandir. He was a devotee. He would offer yogurt, milk, and, you know, you would see boom, boom, boom. pistols. And now he was shot in a violent confrontation with another gang of Deckards, Gundas. And when he was shot, they had to bring him into the Deckard village. And he, his last hours were spent, Radhishyam, with a happy smile on his face. They can even come with a pistol. Radhishyam! And they are serious. If you don't surrender your rupees, it's a health problem which develops for you. they will shoot. But simultaneously this is going on. That there is a tremendous attachment to Krishna.